Amen.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program, the final hour before I pack it in for Thanksgiving. Well, I say final hour on the air. I'll be here for who knows how long this evening. But of course, we are on the verge of the Thanksgiving holiday, and we have joining us on the line a special guest who wants to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Let's speak with City Councilor at Large Ian Avery right now. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning, Tim. How are you? I hope you're well. Long time no talk.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, you know, you and I chat frequently. I know that you got very excited recently when I played some T-Rex in the morning, and I've got a surprise coming up for you later on when I come back from the next break because I've got some more lined up.
Well, I appreciate that. You know me, I'm a sucker for some good and great glam rock. So some Bowie and some Mark Bolan, you can't beat it. So I appreciate your musical acumen, but in all seriousness, I wanted to just call briefly to wish, obviously, you, Tim, and all of your listeners and the residents of our community a happy, safe, fun Thanksgiving with you and your families. Hope you all eat, drink, and be merry. Have a good time. Think about some of the seniors of our community who are maybe living alone this season, who would maybe appreciate a plate of food or at least a phone call or a text or a warm gesture. And think about our troops overseas as well, those who are serving and preserving our democracy and our way of life. Think about them because they're obviously not with their families. So there's a lot to be thankful for all of us personally for a different reason. So I just hope that everybody enjoys tomorrow and has a great weekend.
You know, and you have a great point there that, you know, not everybody's going to have the benefit of being surrounded by their family and having the opportunity to, you know, not everybody's going to be feeling thankful necessarily tomorrow. And you can do a little bit of something to make them feel better about their day and make them thankful for that kindness that you've shown.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot that can be done and just makes yourself feel good. Like, for example, the last couple of years, I usually volunteer with Mercy Meals and More. We serve a Thanksgiving earlier lunch in the day around 11 a.m. We go and do that. I've done that in the past with other city councilors. There's things that I do personally that makes me feel good and makes me thankful for the community that we live in. But each person is going to do their own thing that makes them feel good on Thanksgiving, whether that's checking in on a neighbor, maybe going to mass, going to a religious service, whatever the case may be. Hopefully everybody gets a chance to do something and give back to the community, but also in that spirit, appreciate what they have and who they're celebrating it with, and have a great day tomorrow and watch a lot of football. Unfortunately, the Patriots aren't playing, but still, it's going to be a good slate of football and great games, and I hope everybody has a great day.
Well, what's the Abreu family do in the morning? Are you a Macy's Thanksgiving Parade household?
No, not really. No. Usually I get up with the kids, and to be truthful with you, what we typically do is I'll go to Goulart Square Bakery. I'll get some Portuguese pops and some St. Michael's or St. George's cheese, and we'll slice that up on the bread. We'll have some bread and coffee and kind of relax a little bit and get ready for the day. Typically what we do is we'll go to, we ping pong between my mother and stepfather's house and my in-laws. So we alternate every year. We start dinner at one, then do dessert at the other, and we go back and forth to make it kind of fair. You see, I'm always a politician, even in my personal life, you know, trying to be equitable. But, you know, you got two different Thanksgivings, right? You've got the Portuguese style at my in-laws and the more Americanized version at my mother's. So it's a great experience getting to see everybody again, of course. I see all my family all the time anyway, but this is a different setting. This is the fine china comes out, and we're at the long table, and we're all kind of engrossed in conversation. So it should be a great day. I hope you have a great day as well, Tim, with your son and your family. And I hope everybody just has a good day tomorrow, and happy shopping on Friday. And in that spirit, I know we're all tempted to go to the mall on Black Friday and do the Best Buy, Walmart, Target thing. That's cool. And I've done it too, not going to lie. But remember, this upcoming Saturday is Small Business Saturday. So as a guy, and I'll be selfish here for a minute, as a guy who owns two small businesses here in the city, I can tell you what that means when you support a local small mom and pop like I have. Go downtown this weekend. Go on Acushnet Avenue. Go on Ashley Boulevard. Check out our retailers. Check out our restaurants. Give them some support because they really need it. So don't forget, this Saturday, very important. It's Small Business Saturday. Venture out into the city and support our small businesses.
Absolutely. Well, I hope that you and yours have a fantastic Thanksgiving, and we'll be talking to you after the holidays.
God willing. Thanks a bunch, Tim. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take it easy. That is City Councilor at Large, Ian Abreu. And, of course, he's absolutely right. Small Business Saturday is an important day. And we try, you know, here at WBSM to reiterate all the time the importance of our small local businesses. That's who a majority of our advertisers are. And that's by design. That's not because it's not like we wouldn't want to have money from the major retailers. But we are a local radio station. We want to bring you local topics, local news and information, local things that you can't get anywhere else. And as part of that, we want to give local businesses the opportunity to reach that audience. So yeah, it'd be super easy to fill up all of our commercial blocks with commercials for Walmart and Target and, you know, all of the commercials that you're going to see all over television starting, well, they probably already started, but traditionally before this Black Friday shopping thing became a thing, you know, I always remembered it was the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade is when you would start to see all of the holiday commercials. Now the holiday commercials started in October. But, you know, all of those national companies that you're going to see pushing their products over the next couple of weeks, we could fill up our commercial blocks with all of those and it'd be easy. And you know how it works? So many of those all work with a one company that will go out and find the advertising opportunities for many clients. So it'd be super easy for us to do that work and just sign it off and be done and know that we have everything covered. But that's not what we're about here. We're about giving businesses the opportunity to reach the audience. And that does mean more work. It's a lot harder for our salespeople to actually go and talk with people rather than just sign one deal with one company that covers everything, right? But that's what they want to be for you. They want to be the person that can help you as a not just a radio advertising specialist, but also to help you with advertising on the internet and increasing your web presence. And you know those ads that you see on streaming television? If you have the Netflix with commercials, or if you use the Amazon Freevee service, or any of all those things, the streaming commercials that you see, we can get you on those. We can get any business on those. How are you going to pick up the phone and talk to Netflix, right? But we can do that. You see these really high-end websites and you say, well, I'd like to get one of those, but I don't know anything about doing. We can do that for you too. That's what we have decided is our approach is to support small businesses, to support local businesses. And as such, you know, we ask that you do the same, that you support our great advertisers. Because, yeah, they are the lifeblood of our economy, more so than the big box retailers. Those are great to have, and it's great to be able to just go to Dartmouth if you want to get something at Best Buy, or go to Fairhaven or New Bedford, Fairhaven or Dartmouth or Wareham if you want to go to Walmart, or Dartmouth or Wareham if you want to go to Target. It's nice to have these all close by. But the real lifeblood is the small businesses that are all over the city and beyond. And Small Business Saturday is the perfect time to get out and support them. 508-996-0500. If you would like to call in and chime in. And I think, too, as we head into a time of giving thanks, we should be thankful for these businesses that are here for us when we need them. You know, every time I hear Chris McCarthy talk about Carter's Clothing, I think about how long that they have been here in the face of a changing retail landscape. And you say, well, what makes them stand out? What makes them able to keep going at a time when more and more people are turning to the internet to be able to just buy things? And it all comes down to one thing. The connection that they have with the community. And that's all of our great local businesses. And it's the connection that we have with you, the listener. And, you know, it's not just platitudes for me to say, I'm thankful for the fact that people are tuning in and listening every day. And I know I'm going to run into people all weekend that are going to say, oh, I listen to you. I never call in. And I want your New Year's resolution. I'm going to give you a 1 month, just about 1 month and 4 days reprieve. But I want your New Year's resolution for 2025 to be to call in more to WBSM. It doesn't have to be to my show, although, you know, you're welcome to. But just call in and be involved in the conversations. Call in and discuss some of the things. Now, it's funny because I get people that come up to me and say, well, I don't call in because I don't think I have anything to say. And I always say, I doubt that. Everybody has an opinion on something and everybody has questions about something. And then sometimes you get the phone calls that you're like, what was that all about? So I get it. I understand why some people are nervous. They don't want to sound like one of those people. But I think if you're somebody that's thoughtful enough to think to yourself, I don't have anything to say, you probably have something to say. So make that your New Year's resolution. To interact with us more, it can be through phone calls, through app chat, through recording those open line voicemails and leaving them on the app. But that's what I think you should resolve to do, to have your voice be heard. Because this is the forum to do it. You can't do it anywhere else. What are you going to do? Go chime in on the Standard Times Facebook page under one of their stories? Nobody reads those comments. You can't call in and discuss things with New Bedford Light. You can read their content and watch their content, but you can't discuss it with them. This is the place where you can come and have your voice be heard. And by the way, where the people who you want to hear you are actually listening. Again, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails. Going to take my next break and we'll be back in just a few moments. Get across. And welcome back in. So this is, of course, the start of the holiday season for a lot of people. This is when they officially put themselves in full out getting ready for Christmas mode right after Thanksgiving is over. And if you are one of those people, don't forget, Edaville Family Theme Park is open this weekend for their Festival of Lights. They'll be opening up Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, of course, Edaville is known for its lights, and they have thousands of lights all over the park for you to check out. And you can get into the park for just $12.95 to be able to experience all of that. But you can also experience the Christmas marketplace, the Christmas market where you can go and visit some of their local businesses and artisans. You know, we were talking about local businesses supporting them. So many of them are at Edaville during the Festival of Lights. They also have great food and snacks. Of course, the vintage amusement rides, the steam train, and now this year, new this year, horse-drawn carriage rides. So $12.95 gets you into the park, and then you can start putting in the add-ons if you want to ride the rides, take a train ride, all of that. And you can get your tickets now at Edaville.com. So don't wait. because they are going to start going fast now that the holiday season is officially here. So make sure you get yours now. And if you want to make sure that you can get into Edaville as many times as you want to go between now and the end of the Festival of Lights, get yourself a season pass. This is the easiest way to do it, and it guarantees that you get access into Edaville during the Festival of Lights. Again, it's not the holidays for me until I've been to Edaville at least once. So looking forward to getting over there soon, and I will see you over there. Make sure you go to Edaville.com to get your tickets and follow them at Edaville Family Theme Park on Facebook to get all the latest updates on the different events and fun things they have going on over there. All right, let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Safiolos.
How you doing?
Good. I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and everything.
To you as well.
And, just before you went to the break, you made a statement on a thing about to call in there, to have your word heard over the radio and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say something, Tim. You're the only person that lets people talk and say things and discuss things. But if they don't disagree with you, you don't hang up on them. There's a few of them over there that hang up on people if you don't agree with them. And that ain't right. You're doing the right thing.
I don't really hear a lot of that. I don't hear people getting hung up on because they disagree. I mean, if things get, to the point where the conversation's not productive, I can understand that.
I understand it, too. I'm the one that follows the rules better than anybody, believe it or not. So that's the part that you said, call in and have your voice heard on the radio. You can't do it to, the paper and all that stuff. But when you bring something up and you're trying to be good and don't say nothing to the point of, it's just that they don't know, you don't agree with them, they hang up on you. That's all I want to say. Nah. I want everybody to have a nice Thanksgiving. And I love what you're doing on that radio station. I hope everybody else follows your example.
All right. Well, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
And we definitely want to encourage everybody to call in. No matter what your viewpoint is, it's more fun if you don't feel exactly the same as the host. It's more fun if you have a different point of view, because otherwise, if everybody's just agreeing with each other, how interesting is that? That's basically the radio equivalent of when somebody's telling you something and your response is, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that's not a conversation. You don't come away learning anything from that. I mean, I'm sitting in my office and I'm yelling at the radio the rest of the day. If I'm, if I happen to be in there and get a chance to listen, I have a radio on my desk. And if I'm listening to Chris or Barry, I'm usually yelling at the radio. By the time Howie's on, I'm usually too busy to be able to listen. I'm doing all my, hopefully wrapping up for the day stuff. But I'm in there yelling. Like when I hear Barry talking about, an overwhelming majority of Americans show that we're tired of this, woke stuff. And I keep yelling from my office, Donald Trump only got 2.5 million more votes than Kamala Harris in the popular vote. That's a thin margin. But, I'm not going to yell loud enough to disturb him during his show. Let's take another quick call here before we got to go to the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg. This is Firefighter Anthony. I want to wish Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners. And if I could have just 30 seconds or less.
Take as much time as you need, Firefighter Anthony.
No, because I don't want to get Phil upset with me because I know we're up against the break. If you have any fires in the oven, please leave them in the oven. Turn the oven off. Call 911. If you have any fires on the stovetop, just put a lid on it and turn it off. Call 911 if you feel that you're not safe. Anything in the microwave, leave it in the microwave. Unplug it if you can. It's not going to go anywhere. And once again, call 911. Anytime you're in doubt, please call 911. And if you're using those turkey fryers this year, make sure it's outside. Even though if it's raining, please do not bring those inside. And make sure that turkey is fully thawed.
Yes. And also make sure you have it a safe distance from the home, too. Don't put it right by the door, because that's just as dangerous as having it indoors.
You're absolutely correct. And if it's windy, put it a little bit further away. because the radiant heat will is not siding does not like the radiant heat. So if it's windy that day, make sure that it's a little bit further away from your buildings and protect one another, and don't cook outside on your balconies. Take care of each other and take care of your fellow families.
And we're still in drought status, so you got to be aware of all that too. So if you're going to have the family outside and you were thinking about putting a fire in the fire pit, we are still in drought status, and the red flag warnings are still up.
Absolutely, and please refrain from throwing carelessly discarded smoking materials out your car windows, because those will just get into a pile of leaves and dry areas, and that also will start a fire.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for the tips. And I know we've been in communication with Santa Claus, so he says that you've been a good enough boy that he wants you to come in with him when he comes here this year. So
yes, I will have to make a visit. He's been in contact with local firefighters, local 841, and we're going to make that happen. He's supposed to be coming in on the airport within the next couple of weeks. So listen to WBSM and Fun 107. I know that's your sister station, because Santa will be making appearances. We're trying.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you have a great Thanksgiving, and wish everybody in the department a happy Thanksgiving for us.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your staff, and Mr. Xavier, who is listening. Thank you.
Take it easy.
Yep, bye-bye.
And thank you to Firefighter Anthony for those tips. And of course, again, as he said, 911. Don't mess around. Don't try to, call 911. Call the experts. We won't forget that Thanksgiving fire that happened a few years ago that was absolutely devastating. We don't want a repeat of that. So be as safe as you can. And that's 1,000%. I cannot reiterate enough how important it is to know that that turkey is completely thawed and as dry as possible when you put it into the turkey fryer. You know how I know that? Because I worked around fryolators for a long, long time, and I saw what happened when you put something frozen into that fryolator. When you throw the French fries in or the tater tots, that's not a big deal. So you think it's okay to put some, but when you put something with the mass of a 25-pound turkey in there, I've been in on the other side of those incidents where the oil bubbles up and comes out of the and starts to burn everybody. So thawed and dried. All right, I got to go into the news now with Phil. He's waiting to give you an update on all the latest news, and then we'll take more of your calls on the other side. 508-996-0500. Take it away, Phil Devitt.
A ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hezbollah. Weight loss drugs could be within reach for millions. And a Thanksgiving tradition ready to take over your TV.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Joe Biden says that Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to a United States-brokered ceasefire in Lebanon that took effect this morning. In addition to widening the risk of a regional war, the escalated tensions and back-and-forth strikes over the last year killed dozens of people in Israel, hundreds in Lebanon, and displaced tens of thousands on both sides of the border. In an angry outburst in a New York courtroom, Rudy Giuliani accused a judge of making wrong assumptions about him as he tries to comply with an order requiring him to turn over most of his assets to two election poll workers who won a libel case against him. U.S. District Judge Louis J. Lyman responded by saying he's not going to let the former New York City mayor and one-time presidential candidate blurt things out anymore in court unless he's a sworn witness. Airlines have pocketed billions of dollars in so-called junk fees by charging customers extra to select a seat or to carry on bags, according to a Senate subcommittee report published this week. The report said some airlines have even paid workers cash incentives to identify customers trying to avoid fees for carry-on bags. From 2018 to 2023, five U.S. airlines made more than $12 billion on seat selection fees alone, an unbundled cost that used to be included as part of an airline ticket. Millions of obese Americans would get access to popular weekly injectables that would help them shed pounds quickly if a $35 billion proposal from the Biden administration is blessed by President-elect Donald Trump. The rule, unveiled Tuesday by the Health and Human Services Department, would require Medicare and Medicaid to cover weight loss drugs like Wegovy or Zepbound for a large segment of Americans who are obese. But it's unclear if the proposal, which would not go into effect until after Trump takes office, will have support from his new administration, including from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an opponent of the drugs, whom the president-elect has tapped to serve as head of HHS. John Tenniswood, the world's oldest man, has died at the age of 112. Tenniswood died on Monday at a care home in England. He'd held the record since April of 2024, following the death of 114-year-old Juan Vicente Perez of Venezuela. He didn't have any particular explanation for how he managed to live so long, describing it as pure luck. And it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This year's parade promises to be bigger and better than ever, with stunning floats, giant balloons, and celebrity performances. It kicks off at 8:30 a.m., winding its way through the streets of Manhattan. If you're not going to be there in person, a good spot to watch is from the comfort of home on NBC or Peacock.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins lost to the Vancouver Canucks last night 2-0. They face the New York Islanders away tonight at 7:30. Celtics in Chicago to play the Bulls on Friday. Patriots home to play the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Sunny and pleasant today on the South Coast, high around 50 degrees. Rain moves in on Thanksgiving, clearing as we get into Thursday night. The sun is back for Black Friday and for the rest of the holiday weekend, but it will be colder. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with a WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And we were discussing just before the break, you know, fire safety, and we were talking about if you're going to be putting your turkey in the fryer, that you want to make sure it's thawed out and dry, and you don't want to run the risk of having that hot oil come back up in your face and cause a fire. But we also want to point out, too, that a lot of you were smart enough to get your turkey cooked for you at the butcher shop, and you'll be able to pick those up tomorrow morning. And it's not too late to get over to the butcher shop. They'll be open today, too. You can get over there and get yourself some other great things to put on the Thanksgiving table. How about a nice prime rib? Yeah, turkey's great and all, but if you've got prime rib, I'm going right for that. How about a nice pork loin? So it's not, you know, Thanksgiving just doesn't have to be about the turkey. And they can take care of you over at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And if you need some of the other accoutrements for your Thanksgiving table, like some of the side dishes, maybe you want to bring something unique and different, they have fantastic potatoes over there that you could bring and have those on the table. They also have, of course, fresh seafood. You want to bring some of that. And the most important thing, the beer and wine cellar. That's what's going to get you through Thanksgiving with the family, right? All of that and more. Don't forget the cheese fridge, too, for a great little appetizer or an after-dinner snack. So much great stuff over there at the butcher shop that you could bring to your Thanksgiving table and be the hero. Check them out, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. You are sure to find something delicious. All right, let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, kiddo.
What are you looking forward to the most? What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Well, I'm not cooking, and I'm not going anywhere. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to go to D'Angelo's, and they have a really good turkey sub with cranberry sauce and stuffing.
It is very good, yes.
Yes, I love it from there. That's like my favorite from there, and it's real turkey meat.
But you know what you could do?
What?
You could go over to the butcher shop and get a Thanksgiving plate. They are making plates over there for people that want to, you know, heat them up on Thanksgiving.
No. No, I was just at the butcher shop and I got beef. I was cooking yesterday all day. And, yeah, no.
Was that your braised beef? How did that come out?
Yes. It came out awesome.
Excellent.
It came out awesome. Yeah, really. Oh, I'm so happy. And just, oh, my gosh, yeah. Everything is so good. My friend loved it. I loved it. And I'm like, I'm coming back later for more. But this time I'm going to take what's left over and I'm going to throw it in the crock pot and let it sit for a while.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, so I'm going to do D'Angelo's. I'll go and get that today.
Well, when you do your Thanksgiving toast at a D'Angelo's, do you dip it in the gravy or do you pour the gravy on the sandwich?
I don't do either or.
What?
Yeah, no, because I put mayonnaise on it. I like it to have mayonnaise, then the meat and the cranberry sauce, and then the stuffing. I don't have them put too much stuffing. But yeah, so the mayonnaise with the gravy just doesn't, I don't know, it just takes away the taste from me. Yeah, I just love the mayonnaise with the cranberry sauce, especially the sweetness of it. I don't know. But yeah, I tried dipping it, and yeah, that's not my thing. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'll go there and get that. And I'll watch the parade because I do love the Macy's Day Parade. So I will watch that. And I think that's about it for my day. I'll just watch movies on Tubi and that'll be it.
There you go. You want to watch something creepy on Tubi or do you want to avoid scary stuff?
I can do either or.
My friends have a documentary on there called The Unbinding.
Oh,
it's about
the name is even scary.
They have this. They collect haunted objects, and they have this object that they call the crone. And this is a documentary where they track down the history of the crone and what it's all about. And it's a pretty creepy thing. I've been around the crone, and I haven't had a chance to watch The Unbinding yet. But I saw them post that it's on Tubi, so I'm gonna have to check that out when I get a chance.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I will. I actually will. Like I said, the name even sounds scary. And haunted objects, okay, you got my intention on that.
There you go. I mean, it's from Greg and Dana Newkirk and Planet Weird. We've had them on Spooky a whole bunch of times. They're great people, and that, from what I hear, it's a great documentary. If it's anything like their series they put out, Hellier, you're in for a ride.
Well, I am. I'm definitely going to do that.
There you go.
And I'll let you know what I think of it.
Sounds good.
All right. And everybody out there, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And be careful. Be safe driving.
We hope you do as well. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Tim.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to take a break here coming up, but I want to let everybody know, too, really quickly, that, of course, you know that I tell you that you can go to Stevie's Wine and Spirits to get everything that you need to get you through your Thanksgiving weekend, but they are going to be closed tomorrow, so make sure that you stop by and get whatever you need today at Stevie's, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. They've got all kinds of great deals going on. Westport Rivers Nouveau, $22.99. They've got the Oliver Winery Apple Pie Wine. I'm going to probably bring a bottle of that to Thanksgiving. Other great wine deals as well. Hard cider for just $8.99. All kinds of great deals. Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. All right, I got to take this final break. No, this isn't the final one. No, we got two more to do. So let's get this one done so we don't run out of time to talk some more before we have to play the last one. We'll be right back. And of course, that is the Lemonheads, Boston's own Lemonheads, Evan Dando and the gang. And by the way, too, a reminder that Ken Pittman is filling in for Chris McCarthy coming up at 10 a.m. on, I'm sorry, 9 a.m. on South Coast Now. The day is getting away from me already. 9 a.m. on South Coast Now. And then Brian Thomas is in for Barry Richard coming up after Bill O'Reilly at 12:15. And then tomorrow, we will have Alice's Restaurant for you three times, 9 a.m., noon, and 3 p.m. We will have Alice's Restaurant in its entirety for you three times. And I will send out app alerts just to let you know, just to remind you in case you forget. to tune in and hear Alice's Restaurant three times, as we are not only doing that as our new Thanksgiving tradition, but also to honor Alice Brock, the woman who is the subject of the song, who passed away last Thursday, just a week out from the holiday that she was famous for. And then, of course, we're off Friday as well, and we'll be back with you on Monday. The Saturday crew will be in, so you'll get to hear all of them on the weekend, too. We were talking earlier, and I was mentioning about that story in Taunton about how Starbucks was taking over the old TGI Fridays, and it had kind of become a joke in town, like, what's going into the old TGI Fridays? But that it is a Starbucks, a larger Starbucks. The one that's down the road is going to be moving in there. And I was talking about how Starbucks is making inroads in this area. And we're starting to see more and more of them pop up. You know, Dartmouth, Wareham, they've had them for a little while. New Bedford has one. Now Fairhaven has one. And we're seeing them become more prevalent in our area. Not Bad in Oak Bluff says, good morning, Tim. Martha's Vineyard has a Starbucks coffee at the Edgartown Meat and Fish Market. However, we don't have a Dunkin' Donuts. So there you go. See, they already beat Dunkin' to the island. So I don't know. I don't really go to Starbucks a lot, but I don't dislike the stuff that they have. I just don't go there very often because I don't go out and get a coffee very often. Make a lot of coffee myself. But if I go somewhere and there is one, it's not like I won't go there. I have a whole bunch of money sitting on a Starbucks card that was gifted to me that I just haven't used up yet. I guess eventually I'll have to use it all, right? 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Are you going to be on the air Friday?
Nope. We are off Friday.
So it's going to be pre-recorded?
It'll be syndicated programming.
Okay. Like last Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So have you tried that? There's a new coffee called RVA, something like that. But it's like made from mushroom.
I haven't tried. So I had a coffee once that a friend of mine was selling that was like to help you with weight loss. And I think that was a mushroom-based coffee. But I haven't had the new one that they're advertising.
I figured, you know, because a lot of times for people, caffeine is diuretic.
Mm-hmm.
But that coffee, that mushroom coffee, doesn't do that, doesn't have that effect, you know. And I think that a lot of people be like riding, you know, if they go get in line, whatever. And sometimes then that sort of happens, you know, like, oh, geez. You know, so I'm thinking like, how much better that could be. I'm going to try some of that probably tomorrow.
And I hear that the, you know, it's very high in antioxidants too, so that you're getting an added health benefit from drinking it.
And you don't get high off of it either, you know, so just letting everybody know so don't get all happy and stuff, you know, thinking like, you know.
That's the Magic Mushroom Coffee. That's a different company.
Yeah, that's the ones you see at like Magic Mountain. Do you remember Magic Mountain? They used to have the Magic Mushrooms. Oh, but you remember back in the day? But you were so young then, Timothy. And do you remember when they had the? You remember how the Magic Mountain used to look? The advertisement, they had the like caveman guy that you used to resemble when you were a little portly. You remember the caveman guy? He was like Captain Caveman, like him.
I didn't know that one, but I knew the wild man, the wolf man that they have up at Clark's Trading Post in New Hampshire. And it was kind of like a secret dream of mine to someday look as wild and crazy enough to be the wolf man. But I trimmed my beard when it got to be too crazy.
When did you finally run away from, or did you go ahead and get that place and then take that picture and leave it in your Rolodex? A new memory bank.
I mean, they do have the Wolfman Day where they bring in different people every year to play the Wolfman. So maybe I'll get a chance someday. I do the commercials for Clark's Trading Post. So I'm the voice of their commercials up there in New Hampshire. So maybe someday they'll have me come up and be the Wolfman.
Well, if you need somebody to, I could actually get a Wolfman Jack to do your commercial for you.
Now that'd be pretty good, Jack.
Yeah, baby, sit back. This is Donna Summerleal's hair, baby. This Wolfman Jack.
All right, I'm going to hold you there because I got to take this final break before I run out of time. You have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week.
God bless everybody out there in the great New Bedford area, and may the good Lord smile upon you. How's weather going to be tomorrow?
It'll be raining, but that's all right. It's better than snow.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. God bless, and at least you guys will be together. You see your parents tomorrow, right?
I will. I'll be with them all day.
Give them a hug for me.
I will do that.
All right, and your son, too.
Will do.
Okay.
All right.
All right, talk to you later. God bless everybody.
That is Lamona, Las Vegas. Oh, sorry there. I see Colleen's on hold. Hang on, we'll get right to you. Let me just take this break so we make sure we get it in. We'll be right back. So those might not be the same things you're thankful for when you're sitting around your Thanksgiving table, but when you are sitting around the table and you're thankful to have everybody together, well, it's a good time to solicit opinions, right? And to ask, not about politics, don't bring that up, but ask everybody at the table, what do you think about us going solar? What do you think about us putting solar panels on our home, saving some money? What do you think? And you'll probably get all kinds of different responses from people, unless they've actually gone through the process themselves. And then the question is, well, what do I want to believe? Well, reach out to Isaacson Solar after the holiday, because they're the ones that can give you simple, honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions about going solar. And so that when you're out there stringing up the holiday lights this weekend and thinking to yourself, how am I ever going to pay the electric bill after 30 days of this? Well, you won't have to worry about it, because once you go solar, you'll get paid by the electric company, right? Isn't that how it works? Isaacson can explain it all to you. So just go to their Facebook page to see some examples of the work that they can do, and go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, and set up an appointment for them to come to your house and talk to you and let you know if solar is a good fit for you. Isaacson, isaacsonsolar.com. Let's finish off with a phone call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. I just want to say happy Thanksgiving.
To you as well.
And thank you. And I heard you say the other day you love eggnog. Have you tried the eggnog ice cream?
I have, yeah. I'm a big fan of it. I want to go over to McGraw's and try theirs, though.
Oh, yeah? No kidding. Yeah, they have it at Shaw's, I think. I mean, I'm not sure what company it is, but I don't like eggnog at all, but the kids love it, and they love the ice cream. But so you go to your sister's, or maybe you could just sleep over there when you're bringing all the liquor, right?
Nah, I would not want to do that. I'd want to get out of there by the time that liquor kicks in for everybody.
Why?
I don't want to be there when the fights and the arguments start. You know, that's when I check myself out and I go get myself, a nice ticket to the movies and decompress for a couple of hours.
You're not going to have any yourself?
Oh, I definitely will. Right. Yeah, I definitely will. And I'll make sure I wait before I leave and drive. But, you know, basically around 1 o'clock.
I'm just joking with you.
I get there at 1 o'clock. I start drinking right away. And then around 3, I'll start sobering up.
Good, good. Well, you have a wonderful day, you and your family and everybody. And you'll be with your son, too.
I think he has to work, which it's terrible when you have to work on Thanksgiving. Good. Plus, then he'll be at my ex-mother-in-law's, so.
She
got family duties with her, so.
I know, you got to take turns.
Yep.
All righty.
All right, you have a good one.
Take care and have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And everybody out there, I will talk to you on Monday. We've got Ken Pittman coming up for Chris McCarthy. And then Brian Thomas is in for Barry Richard. Tomorrow we'll have Arlo Guthrie in for me. Well, no. Actually, he'll be in for Chris because he'll be on at 9, noon, and 3. We're going to have Alice's Restaurant at 9, noon, and 3 tomorrow. And then syndicated